So first in Kuf Lamed Daled, I want to speak a little bit about the Refuah B'Shabbos Sugya. There's a few chidushim here. Gemara says in Kuf Lamed Daled that by a milah, normally their practice was, mentioned in the Mishnah, that they would be Torif Yayin V'Shemen. They would put on the milah this mixture that was beaded together, wine together with oil. On Shabbos, though, it says in Shabbos, if they didn't prepare this beforehand on Shabbos, so the Gemara says you're not allowed to do licha. You're not allowed to vigorously beat it together to mix the yayin with the shemen, but you're allowed to mix it gently and then put it on. The Gemara says the reason we allow you to put it on at all is because the baby's a chola. So by a chola, we allow you to put on yayin. Normally, you wouldn't be allowed to put wine onto a makkah. Right? Yayin, any alcohol, is an antiseptic. But you can't put it on a makkah normally because on Shabbos is an Issur Refuah. But here, it's significant enough that it's called a chola. And since it's a chola, you're allowed to put on the yayin of shemen. But even though the baby's a chola, you're not allowed to do licha. You're not allowed to vigorously mix the yayin and the shemen together. Now, of course, you have to say it's not a chol sheish bo sakana. Legabe this. You have to say, right, if it's a chol sheish bo sakana to the licha, of course it would be matter. But doing licha was not seen so significant. It's not something to be choshev for sakana, but it is good. It is a good thing to do. But afal pikein, the licha is not mutter, and the Gemara says so too for any chola. If there's a chola and he needs to have this mixture made that you have to blend together the wine and the oil, so you're allowed to do it, but you're not allowed to do it with licha. You're not allowed to vigorously blend them together. Fine. So there is a chiddush here. Brought to halacha and by the Torah to Adam. They see from this Gemara that there are some things we're willing to be matter for a chola she'ain bo sakana. If someone was a chola, that he's halachic, that means he's bedridden, he's nafal mishkav, he reached a certain level that he's considered a chola. So we were allowed to have some dispensations. We do allow them to put on the yayin of a shemen, but to blend it together, to vigorously blend it together, that's asur, even to a chola she'ain bo sakana, even to the chola. So that's an interesting thing, that there's this chilak, we make this chilak, of what's mutter for a chola. So we find, la halacha, most of this in the Torah, Sa'ad with Ramban, and from there to other Rishonim, that there are two big heterim given for a chola, more than stam, a person who doesn't feel well. So one heter is ashinu, gemara ksuas, daf samach, says even a malacha deraisa, you could do for a chola al yedei shinui. You do a big shinui, and the chola needs it, even though it's ebo sakana. But since he's a chola, you're allowed to do anything on Shabbos kalach yad. The other big heter is given in Beitza, which some everyone saw on Chaf Beis. The Gemara says that Ameimar had some sort of sickness and he had a problem with his eyes, so he had a guy come and put chol, this type of balm for the eyes, he put it into his eyes for him. And because the halacha is that b'makam chola, all sorts of refuah are mutter al yedei guy. If someone's still not feeling well, even al yedei guy you can't do refuah. But if someone has reached the threshold of being a chola, you can't get out of bed, hard time getting out of bed, so memela, you're allowed to do things al yedei guy. So you're allowed to do things al yedei guy, and you're allowed to do things al yedei ashinui. It's pointed to this Gemara, you see, not everything is mutter, because you're not allowed to do licha. You're not allowed to vigorously blend together the yayin and shemen. So why is that? So Rishonim already explained. The pshat is that Chazal didn't want to be mutter anything without ashinui. If you do something with a guy with a shinui, so everyone sees, oh, not everything's mutter here. We're allowing you to do only certain things. So that Chazal were willing to do for a chola. But if you do something that would have been aser for a chola, without a shinui. So then they were afraid maybe this will come to something worse. There's no hekker. There's no hekker that not everything's mutter. He's doing it the way he normally does the refuah. Oh, maybe they'll even come to do something worse. Maybe they'll come to schikas samaman. Maybe they'll come to do an isidereisa. So therefore, they were machmer on these sort of things. So that's an important thing to know, that people assume that when someone's a chola, everything's mutter, all refuahs are mutter and Shabbos. It's not actually true. If you want to mix together, they used to, maybe still do it, but they used to, your standard medicine, you had to mix the powder into water to make the medicine. So that would be asr even for a chola, or eye drops. Even if someone's a chola, that would be considered doing refuah without a shinoi, doing it yourself without a guy, and that would be asr. The big thing that's interesting that everyone knows is that you're allowed to take Tylenol if you're sick. If someone's sick, and they have to really be sick, they have to be sick that they really don't want to get out of bed. So then they are allowed to take medications. So why is that mutter? There's no shina. If I take a pill, if I take an antibiotic with the pill, there's no shina. I'm doing it. It's not a guy doing it. I'm doing it myself. Why should that be mutter? So everyone assumes that that's mutter. Don't worry. Basically, it's mutter. But it's not so posh. You shouldn't think it's so posh. The Bir Halacha quotes the Rishonim and Achronim who said it's aser. Why do they say it's aser? Based on our Gemara. They see, even b'makom chola, you can't do refuah kedarka with the regular type of refuah. Right? You could put on the oil if you don't mix it so well, but to do it the regular good way you do it in chol is aser. Yeah.
That was malacha deraisa. Taking an Advil is not a malacha deraisa. So if the shino is only there to act as a gather, then by the pillow the gather is already placed because there's only an iser derabanan.
Ah, it's very good. But what's the iser deraisa here? Blending oil and wine together. There's no iser bechlal. Right, you let them mix things. Like you make chocolate milk on Shabbos, right? You take the chocolate syrup, you mix it with the milk. Blending, it's totally fine. Pashas is no malacha here, not the raisa, not the rabbanon. L'chayr, which is talking lush. No, it's not going to get lush. No.
It's the mace of the Yidur.
No, you don't find such a thing.
Why isn't it
told of lush? Well, first of all, lush has to be blila ava to be the raisa. Rabbanan, even Blila, Rabbanan would be Blila the Raka, but stop mixing, okay, the mice, it's not Lash.
It's spreading, when you apply it.
The Mareach, no, I'm not, okay. That's for sure not true, because you're allowed to, a healthy person, you're allowed to be sucking oil on Shabbos. It's totally fine to see it, Kippur can't see it. You're allowed to rub things on your body. Okay. So that's just assumed that we're seeing an Isser here. So therefore there are those who Asser, and the Mishnah Berurah, he comes up being Mekel. Why is he Mekel? Because he assumes that Iker is like the Beis Yosef. The Beis Yosef had a kula here. People don't realize it's a kula, but it's a kula. He says that even though you can't be Toref, Yain, and Shemen, he says that's because we're doing a real Maisa. It's a Mutter Maisa. But it's a real maisa, right? You're doing a maisa of refuah. You're preparing a refuah. Even being kochel sainayim, putting this balm in the eyes. There's no malacha there, but lemaisa, you're doing medication there, right? Maybe you'd want a nurse to do this. Someone who knows something about medicine. This is a real maisa refuah. He says stamp swallowing. He says b'makom chola that we weren't machmer on. A real mice of refuah, so Chazal are more worried this might come to do something that's iser. But swallowing, it's not even a mice of refuah, you're not preparing anything, you're just swallowing. He says that's so not chashiv and so distant from schika samamanim that by makam chola they weren't gozer. His different rayas, but I'll just mention maybe the one he says from in Beitza, you have a little bit of a raya. A Meimar, they put the bomb in his eyes with the guy, but then a Meimar himself blinked. He did a lot of squeezing his eyes and opening and closing his eyes in order to spread the medicine out. So they asked a Meimar, how are you allowed to do that? How are you allowed to do that? Even though you're chola, but it's dafka like the guy, or shinui. So a Meimar says that it's Eimbo Mamish. What I'm doing is Eimbo Mamish. This isn't a chashuva thing that I'm doing. So Mamela, Beis Yosef understood that by a chole, as long as you're not doing something that's a real maisa, it's just something so insignificant, you're just swallowing something, so the whole medication is completely 100% prepared. It's not considered you're doing something that significantly should have a chash, you're going to come to do something to raisa. Whereas by blending the the wine and the oil, even though it's no malacha, but it is a real maisa. It's a real maisa done for a fuah, and therefore chazal are more worried. Okay, so that's the just a little maisa to know, is we're matter alidei gai, alidei shinoi, or according to Beis Yosef, we're matter something that's just swallowing. Right? So what would be aser? So not much left is left that would actually be aser, but something that involves a maisa, some sort of maisa that you do, that's done without a shinoi, so that's going to be aser. You know, preparing a medicine in some way. You know, I don't know, like using a nebulizer or something that there's more going on. Even if there's no malach involved, but there's more going on than just swallowing. So that's going to be asa even to achola. There's another big chiddush here. The Gemara, and we'll start with Gemara Kuf Lamed Daled. Gemara Kuf Lamed Daled tells us the din of Shmuel. He says, "Einosin cham l'shem al gabei makkah b'shabbos." Here he's not talking about a chola. He just takes time. Someone has a wound. They want to put shemen and chamin on it. So shemen and chamin, there's nothing wrong putting oil or hot water on your body on Shabbos. Right? As long as it's a mir haguf, there's no problem with that. But the problem is that you're doing it for a fua. Since you're doing it for a fua, so therefore it's asr. He says, so you're not allowed to do it. He says, "I will nosnin chutz l'maka v'shoseis v'yored l'maka." But you're allowed to put it outside the maka and let it go onto the maka. So now here he's not talking about chola. So why is this mutter? So Rashi says here. He says it's mutter. It's mutter. He says because it's not muchach. The low muchach milsa de l'refuah. It's not clear he's doing it for refuah, right? Sometimes people put oil on their skin. So since you're not putting it directly into the maca, you're putting it on the skin next to the maca, and it's just flowing down to the maca. It's not so clear that your intention is to do this for refuah, and therefore it's mutter. It's an interesting thing that by Hilchos refuah, we find this heter, a powerful heter, that anything you do for refuah on Shabbos, but it's not totally clear that you're doing it for refuah. It becomes mutter. So the Gemara says this as well. It's in Shabbos and Gimel. The Gemara talks about an animal Gemara talks about a person who's achzad dam, has some sort of a high blood pressure, so something's beating too fast. So it says he's allowed to stand in cold water to heal himself. Assuming it's not chol sheish v'sakana. So he says he can stand in cold water to heal himself. The Gemara says, why? There's no shinu here. Why should this be mutter? So the Gemara says, because it's near a kimaker. It looks like he's just cooling himself off. It's not clear he's doing it for a fua. So since it's not clear he's doing it for a fua, so therefore it's mutter. This all seems to be the pshat. The Gemara, it says, even though you can't be Torah, Yain and Shemen on Shabbos, but on Yom Tov you could. On Yom Tov it's mutter to do that, and it's mutter to grind up a kamon to use as antiseptic on Yom Tov. It says, why the chazi l'kedera? Because since you're allowed to cook, this could be used for cooking. Ah, so what about the Isser of Refuah? What about the Isser of Refuah? Yom Tov also has an Isser Refuah, right? If you learned Beitza, right? Beitza Kaf Beis, it says the only heter for Refuah is on Yom Tov Sheni Shel Galios. But Stam Yom Tov is an Isser of doing Refuah, so why is this mutter? So the Chor is the same heter. The heter is because it's not clear it's for Refuah. It could be this is just part of your cooking. Could be this is something you're cooking here that requires this. This is part of your recipe here, and therefore you are being Torah the Yain and Shem together, and therefore there's no Isser. So it's an interesting din. It's a peladika din. Just to understand why the din is like this. Who cares how it looks? Why do we have this heter? In refuah, that if it's not clear, it's for refuah, it's mutter. Right? Or Shlomo Zalman gives a heter. Let's say you have to take antibiotics on Shabbos, right? And you don't want to rely on the kula of taking a pill, or let's say he's not a chol sheish, but that's not full of meshkav. He's not bedridden, he wants to take antibiotics. So what's the eitzah? So the eitzah is that you mix it into your food. You take the medicine, before Shabbos you mix it into brownie, whatever, into a muffin, and then on Shabbos you eat it. So that is totally mutter. Why? Because even though Be'etzim should be Aser, it's refuah on Shabbos, and you're not a chola. So the reason it's mutter is because it's not, it doesn't look, it looks like you're eating a muffin, it doesn't look like you're taking antibiotics. Shai is just, why does it make any sense? You know, we're often worried about Maris Ayin, that we understand. It's a problem, Maris Ayin, things look like you're doing something Aser. But here, refuah is not Aser. There's nothing Aser about taking medicine. It's Aser because, for some reason, we're worried about refuah, right? The standard reason given, what the Gemara mentions, is that maybe we'll come to Shechika Samamanan. Maybe we'll come to do something Aser. So what do I care what it looks like? What do I care? It doesn't look like medicine. Lamaisa, you're taking your medicine. What do I care if your medicine looks like a cupcake or it looks like a pill? Either way, it's the same problem. But what do I care? Why does it make a difference? Oh, so there's a big yisod here, and the truth is that the world really misunderstands the iser of refuah. It's a very misunderstood iser. You know, first I'll just point out, the whole thing makes no sense. Like, some people, there's a gemara that seems to say, Shechika Samamanim. Refuah, we're machmer by refuah because you could come to Shechika Samamanim. What are you talking about? Why would you come to Shechika Samamanim? Right, I'm allowed to eat chalt on Shabbos. Oh, maybe I'll come to make chalt on Shabbos. Shasavit. No? I wear my suit on Shabbos. Maybe I'll come to weave a suit on Shabbos. I take medicine on Shabbos. Maybe I'll come to make medicine on Shabbos. Like, what's the sheikh? It's like, why? What's the needs more hesper? So it could be there's more hesper. There's pshat. The egg that tells marech, but it's really a rashi we already saw in Kol HaKelim, right? To help us connect the end of the year. We're not the end of the year yet, but remember the beginning of the year. The Gemara spoke about the Afik Tizen, right? If you remember that, on Kol Chav Gimel and Kol HaKelim, it says you're not allowed to take something on Shabbos that makes you throw up. So Rashi says there, it's Aser. Why? Because it's nearer to Matakin Gavra. It's Matakin Gavra. You're fixing a person. You're fixing. That's part of fixing. So what's he talking about? So the emes is, it's a bit of a complicated Gemara, but I think the Olam Sort in Beit Yurchas. I'm assuming most people finish Masechta. I don't know, but some of you saw Beit Yurchas. Okay, if not, okay. But Beit Yurchas, it's a Gemara. Probably people saw, they didn't understand what I was talking about. But it's a Gemara Beit Yurchas, and Beit Yurchas is the problem called Matakin Gavra. What's Matakin Gavra? The Gemara says that you're not allowed to be Tovel Kalim on Shabbos because it's nearer to Matakin Mana. You're fixing up the kalim, and that's somehow on the Rabbana level, that's a shvus, because it's fixing a kli. You can't make a kli on Shabbos, that would be makav patish. This, of course, is just being tovel a kli, but afal pikin is a shvus. The Gemara says the same shvus should apply by a person, that if a person's tummy, they go to the mikvah, they're being metakin gavra. And therefore, that's also, should be the same sort of, should be an isser. They're metakin a person, right? So, therefore, a woman who's in nida shouldn't be able to go to the mikvah on Shabbos. So why could she go to the mikvah? Halacha, she does go to the mikvah. The answer is, the Gemara says, is because it's near a kemaker. It looks like she's cooling off. It looks like she's doing this cool off. It's not clear she's doing this to become tahar. Right? Absurd. Of course, I understand this is absurd. A woman's going to the mikvah. Well, who thinks she's going there? Okay. But the Gemara says, since it's not obviously clear that this is a ma'isa of tevila, people do go into the bath, into water, when they are not to become tahar. So therefore, people go swimming. So therefore, it looks like she's swimming. It doesn't. It's not clear maisa, and therefore we don't say this is nira kimatakin mana. We don't say it's nira kimatakin. What's the pshat? You're really not being metakin. It's not actually metakin, but Chazal made a shvus on things that have an appearance of metakin. But when it doesn't have such a clear, it's not so mukhach, the appearance of being metakin, so then we were make them. So that could be pshat here by Refuah. Refuah, the Sota Isser, is, the Sota Isser is because it looks like you're doing takkan. It's a shvus to Rabbanah because you're being metakin, you're fixing up a person. But when it's not clear, that's what you're doing. So therefore, Chazal didn't make the Shvas. So the Gemara in Beitza really spells this out. If you do the Gemara carefully there. On Yud Ches, the Gemara says that a person's allowed to be Tovel on Shabbos because it's not clear he's being doing for Tahara. What about on Yom Kippur? So Rava says even on Yom Kippur. Even though, of course, who's going to think this person's going in there to cool off? It's usher to go to go swimming on Yom Kippur. No one's going to think he's swimming. No one's going to think it's usher to take even a cold shower on Yom Kippur. Who's going to think she's stopped going in? But since people go into water in general to cool off, therefore, this isn't considered a din that's done with Tumataki. It's not called Matakein Gavra. So the Gemara asks on Rava, it says, what do you mean Rava? That's Sosa Rava. So because Rava says, L'gabi Rafua, Rava says that there's a din that you can't gargle with vinegar if you have a toothache. The vinegar would help reduce the swelling and help the pain from your toothache. So it's also doing Shabbos. But if you have doing it at a meal where you're dipping things into vinegar, you just have during a meal and dip into vinegar, and then it's totally fine because it's not clear you're doing this refuah. Rava says, but if it's after the meal and it's clear you're not dipping, so then if you stam, even if you drink the vinegar, it's going to be asr because it's mukhach, you're doing it for refuah. So the Gemara says these two statements of Rava are sosar each other. Because by the case of the tvila, by tefillah, so Rava says, even on Yom Kippur, when it doesn't realistically look like you're doing it for anything besides for Tara, we're still willing to be a matter. So why by refuah, when you're drinking this vinegar, we should say the same thing, that even though it doesn't realistically look like you're doing it because you want to drink vinegar, but lamaisa, since during a meal a person would drink vinegar, so therefore let it be matter. So the Gemara says, Enachanam, it's a stira, and Rava changes his mind. The two statements were said at different points in Rava's life, and it actually changed his mind. We see from the Gemara that there's clear, that there's the site here, is that the Isra Fua is built on the concept that there's a Shvus that has to do with Matakin. So the Egli Tal, he pushes this approach, and he says, what about the Gemara, the Gersh Gemara, that says, talking about animal who's in a lot of tsar, and it says, still, we don't let you do refuah for him, because he might come to Samamanim. So he says, no. Avadu the Isser is because of a shvus. Masakin. He says, the pshat in the Gemara is that the etzem, but makam tsar, we should have been mekel. Normally, makam tsar, we're mekel on Isser Drabanim. But over here, we don't want to be mekel, because we don't want to give out kulos so quickly. Because if we give out kulos, you might come to Tzchikas Samamanim. So this is Rashi. Rashi says it's on that Gemara. It says, Chika Samamanim. So Rashi says, Isha Risa Shum Refuah. Because if we're makel by Refuahs, Asli Lemishre Chika Samamanim. If we're makel by Refuahs, meaning to say, there's an Isra Refuah, Bechlal, because it's a Shvus. It's a Metaki. And normally, B'makam Tsar would be makel. Most of our Rabbanans are makel, B'makam Chola. But over here, if we're makel, we're more scared. Why? Because we don't want to give up kulas. Because you know, spoken out more in the Ritva, that by Cholosh Yeshvo Sakana, we're matter everything. We're matter even a Suri Dereisa in order to do Refua. Cholosh Einbo Sakana, so we're not going to, you have no heter of doing Melachos. But if we start giving Heterim on Shvusim, Litzora Cholosh Yeshvo Sakana, you might come to make a mistake and even be matter Srika Salamanim. So therefore we were ghosted, therefore we were more machmer. I mean, the essence of the soil of Isser Refuah is in the same attack in Gavra. We don't want to stamp do away with the B'makam Sorech, because if you're not doing with the Shinur or Alidei Guy, we're afraid that you might think that, yeah, we're talking after everything with Makam Chola, even Tzchika Samamanim. So therefore, for that, we were more machmer than we should be. But the Soit HaIsser is Matak and Gavra. Okay, so that's a big Soit. I'll just say a big Soit. We don't have time to get into it. It's not our sugya. In general, you should know that the Shulchan Aruch says that there's a lot of heterim that you can make, that the only problem of refuah is if it's Matak and Gavra, if it's actually Matak and Gavra. Right. So what one heter gives is like a certain types of alternative medicine that doesn't actually work, or doesn't have any reason to believe it works. They could do it on Shabbos. Why are you not being Mitak and Gavra? You might be trying to be Mitak and Gavra, but you're not being Mitak and Gavra. Also, things that aren't Mitak and Gavra, you know, that there's nothing wrong. The Shulchan Aruch says, if there's no mechesh, if there's no problem in the person's guf, that he's solving with the refuah, it's mutter. Right? So like taking vitamins would be mutter. Or things that aren't having any symptoms. Right? A lot of people take medications just preventative or to keep the balance right in their body, but they're not actually solving any symptom. So all those sort of things would be mutter. Right? A lot of things like that they're not solving a problem. Right? Birth control pills when they're mutter. Right? So they're not solving a problem. They're breaking the guf. They're stopping the guf from working. Right? So it's not a problem. It might be a problem of different